Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the research productivity software that's changing how scientists work. I'm Jamie, and with me today is Alex. We're diving into some fascinating research about a new approach to drug development for diseases that have been challenging to treat.
That's right, Jamie. Today we're looking at a groundbreaking study published in Cell that explores a novel way to inhibit HECT-E3 ligases, proteins that have been notoriously difficult to target with drugs despite their importance in many diseases. This is pretty exciting stuff.
Absolutely. So, the paper we're discussing today has the title Therapeutic Potential of Allosteric HETE3 Ligase Inhibition by Alexander Rothman and colleagues. It was published in Cell in May 2025, so this is really cutting-edge research.
Yeah, and what makes this paper so interesting is that it tackles a fundamental problem in drug development. You know, Jamie, we often talk about druggable targets, proteins that have nice little pockets where drugs can bind. But what about all those important disease-related proteins that don't have these convenient pockets?
That's exactly the challenge these researchers took on. E3 ligases, which are enzymes involved in protein degradation, have been considered undruggable because they lack those nice binding pockets you mentioned. But this team used a really clever approach. They performed a massive screen of over a million compounds to find inhibitors of a specific E3 ligase called SMURF1.
And what they found was pretty remarkable. Instead of binding to the active site, which is what most drugs do, these inhibitors bound to a completely different area, what they call a cryptic cavity. But here's the cool part. Binding to this distant site caused an allosteric change in the protein structure that prevented it from functioning.
Right. Let me break down what's happening at the molecular level, because it's fascinating. HECT-E3 ligases have two lobes, an N lobe and a C lobe, connected by a flexible hinge. This hinge contains a highly conserved glycine residue that allows the necessary movement for the enzyme to function.
Exactly. And what the inhibitors do is cause an alpha helix to elongate over this glycine hinge, which basically restricts the movement between those lobes. It's like, imagine your elbow suddenly being extended by an inch and becoming less flexible. You just couldn't bend your arm properly anymore.
That's a great analogy. And what's particularly clever about this discovery is that they showed this mechanism is applicable across different HECTE3 ligases. They focused first on SMURF1, which is implicated in pulmonary arterial hypertension, or PAH, a serious condition where the blood vessels in the lungs narrow, making it harder for blood to flow through.
Yeah, and PAH is particularly interesting because it's linked to mutations in the BMP signaling pathway. SMURF1 actually degrades components of this pathway. So when SMURF1 is overactive, which happens in PAH, you get reduced BMP signaling, which contributes to the disease.
The researchers found that SMURF1 levels are increased in lung tissue from PAH patients, and they showed that inhibiting SMURF1 restored BMP signaling in cells. But what I found most impressive was that they then tested their inhibitors in animal models of PAH, and found they could actually reverse established disease. That's huge.
Absolutely, and this is where the therapeutic potential becomes really clear. Current treatments for PAH mainly focus on dilating blood vessels, but they don't address the underlying molecular causes. These SMURF1 inhibitors could potentially be disease-modifying, which would be a major advance.
But they didn't stop there, Alex. Once they understood this allosteric mechanism for SMURF1, they applied that knowledge to identify inhibitors for another HETE3 ligase called E6AP, which is involved in several neurological disorders and cancers.
Right, and that's where this gets even more interesting. E6AP is the prototypic HECT-E3 ligase, and mutations in it cause Angelman syndrome, while increased activity is associated with autism. The team showed that the same glycine hinge mechanism applies, and they identified inhibitors through computational screening based on their understanding of the allosteric mechanism.
So, essentially, they've opened up a whole new approach to drug discovery. By understanding this allosteric mechanism, they can now potentially target other proteins that rely on similar glycine hinges for their function. It's like they found a new key that might unlock multiple doors.
Exactly. And what's particularly impressive about this work is that they combine traditional high-throughput screening with structural biology and computational approaches. They first discovered the mechanism through unbiased screening, then leveraged that understanding to do targeted computational screening for other ligases.
You know, this really highlights something we talk about often on this podcast, how sometimes the most significant breakthroughs come from combining different approaches and technologies. The researchers here used everything from massive chemical screens to crystallography to computational modeling.
And let's not forget the clinical relevance here. PAH is a serious condition with limited treatment options, and the current therapies don't address the underlying pathology. The fact that these inhibitors reversed established disease in animal models is really promising.
Absolutely. And what's also interesting is that they found SMURF1 protein was primarily detectable in the lungs of PAH patients, but not in other tissues, which might explain why their inhibitors didn't show significant toxicity in the animal studies.
That's a really important point about safety. One concern with targeting ubiquitin ligases is that they often have multiple functions throughout the body, so specificity is crucial. The tissue-restricted expression of SMURF1 in disease could make it a particularly good drug target.
So to sum up this fascinating paper, the researchers have essentially discovered a new way to inhibit HECT-E3 ligases by targeting a conserved glycine hinge that's critical for their function. They've shown this approach works for SMURF1 in the context of PAH, and they've extended it to E6AP, suggesting it could be broadly applicable.
And importantly, they've demonstrated that understanding the structural mechanism of inhibition can enable computational approaches to identify new inhibitors. This could really accelerate drug discovery for targets that have traditionally been considered undruggable.
Exactly. This paper represents a significant advance, not just for treating PAH, but potentially for a whole range of diseases involving HETE3 ligases and other proteins with similar structural features. It's a beautiful example of how fundamental research into protein structure can lead to new therapeutic strategies.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's discussion. As always, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this research. And remember, this episode of Stork Science World was brought to you by Stork, helping researchers be more productive and make discoveries like these possible.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with another fascinating paper. Until then, keep exploring the world of science.